Could we have a little bit of a different schedule tonight? Because there's a Sichas Musar at 9:30. So we're going to try to learn two short pieces from the Beis Yaakov and the Sefer Hazmanim. From the Beis Yaakov, the son of the man Shiloach, to try to prepare to enter into Nisan. Achoydesh ezel lachem, reish chadashem, rishon hu lachem lachod shehasha. Kirmati oylam chesed yibon. Everything changes as we shift from outdoor, from the end, from the winter to the spring, not just the weather, mitzvashem, but everything, to that point of the beginning of Kiamati Olam Chesed Yibana. Olam Chesed Yibana. And the binyan of the year in that way of Or, of Chesed, of Ha'oras Panim, begins Mitzvashem, this Shabbos, begins Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Rebbe brings the Zayin in Parshas Tetzaveh, Isa Bazar Kodesh, Achodesh Zelochem Dilihu. The Baruch Shalom says, the truth is, Dilihu. It belongs to me, Hashem says. This month, and time Bechlau, Hashem says, Dilihu. It's mine. It really belongs to me. Aval ano mas v'slei l'chaim. But I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. But the Zohar there makes a chilik between the time of Nisan and the time of Tishrei. With the time of Nisan, Hashem Yisbarach gives us that time when the iris are gluyin, the iris are revealed, they're open, He gives it to us. Tishrei is not fully given to us. Tishrei is very, very, very hidden. It's bekeset liyam chagena. Everything about Tishrei is concealed, is covered, is bekeset liyam chagena. Everything about Nisan is open. Is open. Ki amarti olam chesed yibana. Panim mi'iris. The or is golui. The or is agluyim. Hashem gives it to us. Gilachoyin. Iyu besidur keseder asvan aviv. And this chilik between Tishrei, which is bakeser, which is covered, which is concealed, and Nisan is clear from the Isis and the letters, because this time that we're now entering into, of course, is the time of the Aviv. Nisan is Chodesh HaAviv, of the spring. And the Aviv is the Isis of the Aleph Beis Kisidron, Aleph Beis. Yud Beis, the Zohar tells us there, is Yud Beis is Gimel. Aleph Beis Gimel. How is Yud Beis Gimel? It's the order of Aleph Beis. Aviv is Aleph, and then Beis. Now Yud, the Mispar Katan, equals 1, is Aleph. What does it mean, Mispar Katan? So you know, the Chof is 20, Lamed is 30, and so on. Yud, the Mispar Katan, in the small gematria, the letter Yud, equals 1. It's 10, but it equals 1 in single digits. So the Zohar says that Aviv, Chodesh HaAviv, is Aleph Beis, and then Yud Beis, which equals 1, Yud, and Beis. The Beis is 2, which equals Gimel. So it's in the Seder of Aleph Beis Gimel. Nisan Nikra Aviv Kesidra de Aswan. Ma'asius Rishonis Aviv, the Yu Aleph Beis, the Yud Beis, Iu Rosa de Gimel. Does everybody follow how Aviv is Aleph Beis Gimel? The Aleph Beis, that's obvious. Yud Beis, the Yud is B'mispar Katan 1, and the Beis is 2, so it's Gimel, 3. So the word Aviv, the Asvan, are Kisidron, are in the order of Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel. And that's a That's what fancy professors like to call a paradigm shift. I don't like to call it that. But that is, that's what it really is. Until now, the letters were reversed. The koach until now is a koach of Tishrei. Tishrei is the opposite order. It's the order of Tav, Shin, Resh. The Aseus are backwards. From the end of the Aleph Bay is working their way up, meaning from that which is covered, which is most concealed and most hidden, that which is at the end, at the bottom. And Aviv, Aleph Bay is open and is clear. Let's learn the piece and see. But he's, let's see. There's a gula that's in a way of Tashrak, and there's a gula that's in a way in the Ovid. V'ata hayu ha'asvel l'mafreya v'ata hen kesidron. Until now, the oisius were l'mafreya, were reversed, and now they're kesidron. Ki b'zach chodesh noisna Hashem isbarach chadoshes. Ha'chodesh is elachem. At this time of the year, in this month, Hashem gives chadoshes. Chadoshes, new. V'kora ze al ze, umetargaminon umekablin dein midein. The targum of the words of the pasuk v'kora ze al ze, that we say in Kedusha, by the Malachim, v'kora ze al ze, the targum is mekablin dein midein. So it doesn't mean to call out, it means umekablin dein midein. One is able to receive. There's a hashpah, there's a nesina, and there's a kabbalah. There's a giving and a receiving. V'zeh shahabruah mashpiyim zeh lezeh. V'yirtzu l'hizcharbe b'hashpa'asam. When is there something new? The Rebbe says that it's a time of hachoydesh zeh lochem, of chadoshes. Chidushim are the result of a relationship of zachar and nekeva, all right, of a husband and wife. And there's a child. When there's a relationship of mekablim, dein midein, when one receives from the other, then there are chidushim that are born. There are things that are new that are born. During the winter, the Rebbe explains, everything retreats into itself. Everything recoils and withdraws. Everything contracts. Everything becomes frozen and small and to itself. Everybody goes into the house, right, when it's the winter. And then when the spring begins, everything begins to come out from hiding. Begins like people who haven't seen each other the whole winter. So, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. And the women walk outside with the strollers, a little bit with the babies, and they start to shmooze again. And how are you? Everything begins to climb out of that place of hiding, of constriction, of smallness. Chadoshes, and there are chidushim in the world. That the mashpiim one to the other, and that there's a cheshek to be mischaber, a cheshek to connect one to the other, which during the winter, you're just trying to survive. You're hibernating. You're asleep. You're closed in. V'nischabru kol habruim, v'nichlesu kol echad b'chaveru v'nasim echad. But during this time, there begins a new Seder. A new Seder, as I said, of Panim Me'irus, of Chidushim, of Mekamlin Dein Midein, V'kara Ze El Ze, Chibur, Hashpar. And when there is, of course, that relationship of Mekamlin Dein Midein, then these connections are made, and that is the result of the two that become one, of the Ksharim and the Chiburim that are made. Zo Asvan Kisidron. Beis Yaakov says this is the meaning of Asvan Kisidron, of the Oisis being in the correct order. Haynu Shoimdim Pneyan Neged Habriya Lahashpia. Kisidron means when the letters of the Aleph Beis are facing out to the world. When we're going from the Tuf, they're facing inward. Again, they're coming inside, right? Tuf Shin Resh, they're coming in. Aleph Beis is going out. We could imagine the letters of the Aleph Beis growing out from the ground and from the trees. Everything is pushing outward to be mashpia, to speak, the Karl Zeh El Zeh, to be Mekabim Dein Midein. The whole Bria is going in that direction. And because of that, because of this deeper tahalich that is unfolding, mimela, the effect that that has on the final stop of creation, the last stage of the Hishtalshlus, is that we even see that with the plants and with the grass and the trees, everything is beginning to go out to the world. And pollination and kabbalah de midain and the whole seder of creation is again to be mashpia, to be makabel, to be mischaber, to face outward. Shekol hadishoyim v'haylonus maschilim balitzmoach. All of the grass and all of the trees are beginning to grow. V'loses peruseyan. Again, to give to the world their perus. During the winter, everything is held back. Now, the world is giving its fruits. Vehem alav levin, and everything is blossoming. Ki yoidim sha'omdim etzel hamatzav leigil hamizeh shum chisaron. Because in the deepest way, the world knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facing creation in a very open way, smiling at creation. Therefore, the plants are not afraid. If I give fruit, I'm not going to have any fruit. Like the way you have some people, they're afraid to give money, because if I give money, then I'm going to be left without any money. Unless a person believes that every single second, because Baruch Hu's the one who's mashpia, and you're makabel, then you give, and you know that it's makabel and dain midei. You daven, you get, you daven, v'chul v'chul. So the world isn't afraid to give. The world isn't afraid to give because the world itself is facing the Matzil, is facing the Creator, who's smiling at creation, is being mashpia, and therefore the trees and the grass are generous and are open-hearted and are besimcha. Yismucha shamayim v'sagel ha'aretz is the oasis of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the month of Nisan, of giving, of joy. Without being afraid that if I give, what's going to be left for me? That's a winter way of thinking, when everybody has to try to hoard whatever they can. If I give to somebody, then I'm going to be left without anything. But in the spring, in the winter, in the spring, in the summer, the world is besimcha, to give. And there's no fear, there's no pachad of not having. Because the Matzil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochel, himself is facing the world. And in Nisan, there are new Divrei Torah with everything. There are new Divrei Torah that are coming into the world. Everything is mechudish during this time, and with the person himself, a new way of seeing things, a new way of understanding, a new way of looking at himself, at Torah. He kadem l'chein ha'yugam kein b'riim. Achein b'chedesh nisne eschilu ad'shoim lotzeis mi'pesach ha'kark l'ashpia. The grass existed before. The grass existed somehow during the winter. It was beneath the surface. It was hidden. It was bakesa. That's how the grass existed, bakesa. But now in Nisan, everything goes out to be mashpia l'hashpia. Yeah.
Maybe you can say that's why there's so many hagodos.
That's right. That's why is it that Pesach, there are many, many reasons, but that's for sure true. Everything is Kitzemach Hasod and Nesatich. We say in the Haggadah, the Rav, everything is in abundance, everything is growing, everything is coming forth. Kidisa b'Pesach ala Tvua. And that's why the Inyan of the Din of Pesach is ala Tvua, because that's the time when things are growing. Therefore, Rashi brings at the beginning of Chumash, the Lahayat Sarch Lahaschel Satar Elam Yachadish is Elohim. Really, the Torah, the Seder of the Torah, really should have started. We would understand why it should have started with Hachadish is Elohim, with Nisan, with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Lochem, Hainu ba'avurcham. Because the creation at the beginning, the story of Bereishis Bar Elokim is bakesa. There's nothing that's more bakesa. There's nothing that's more to Hashem himself than creation, than Maaseh Bereishis. That doesn't require any explanation. Masha'en kein, the inyan of Achodesh Zelachem is Am Yisrael, is Ba'avurchem, is Ba'avurchem, Lachem, Lachem, Lachem. The Baruch Shalom comes kivyachal out of the cave. Creation in all of history, like Rav Kook says, Pesach was the Aviv Ha'olam, and all of creation, all of history is coming out, and the whole world is saying, wow, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Everything that exists, that until now was Bakesa. Achoydesh Zalachem, Hainu Ba'avurchem. V'chemizah achoydesh makir ha'odim Yeshuas Hashem Esborach. Shul Molei Hashpah. And it becomes easier to recognize Yeshua Hashem during this time of the year. Hashem is always taking care of us. Hashem is always Mashpia and Moshia. But it's not as nikar, it's not as clear, it's not as recognizable. There's a darkness during the winter. But Bezach Chodesh Makir Adam Yeshua Hashem is Baruch Shu Molei Hashpah. Molei Hashpah. The Gemara is talking about, of course, Birchas Eilonis. A person goes out, B'yom HaDenisan, and he sees the trees are blossoming, and he says the bracha of Birchas Eilonis, Lechisa Ba'olam HaKlum. Now, that's a bracha you really can make, you should be able to make every single day. That's Lechisa Ba'olam HaKlum. Are you standing in the North Pole in the middle of the worst, the coldest day, and the darkest day of the year? You should also be able to say, I mean, you're a ma'amin, and of course it's lechisa b'lo maklum. Hashem made the world, and there's nothing that's missing in the world. The difference is, I say that, but I don't see that. And it's hard for me, and I have to, of course, be mechazik ma'amuna when I'm standing during a time when it's not clear, when it's unclear, and when the Yeshua is a Yeshua that's biskasi, that's bakesa. Masha'enikain, when it comes to Yom HaNisan, the days of Nisan, so the days of Nisan is v'chazi ilon demalav livi. You're able to see the trees, you're watching the trees, the mamish, before your eyes, everything is coming to life. So you're able to say, shleichisa b'olam haklum. You're able to say it b'lev shalom. We see, especially when it comes to using the name of Hashem and making brachas, how careful Chazal were that the person shouldn't say something that's not entirely honest. That's why the Gemara says in Pesachim that when it comes to Baruch Dayin Ha'emes and the brach of Atov HaMeitiv, La'asa, the Gemara says, we'll make Atov HaMeitiv in everything. So even if a person now is a big ma'amin and he believes, we all believe that everything is for the best, so how can we make a brach Dayin Ha'emes? How can we don't say Atov HaMeitiv when a person dies? We look in the Gemara. The Chazal are very, very worried that there's a part of a person that doesn't believe that. There's a piece of the person that can't say that with absolute sincerity. Because sof kol sof, somebody is lying there in front of you who you love, who's passed away. And even though you struggle, the kablinu b'simcha, to makabel the gzeiros Hashem, but to say hatoiva hametiv, and it shouldn't be the slightest bit of a sheker in what you're saying, it's not so easy. So when it comes to Yom HaNisan, the days of Nisan, then a person can say the bracha. A person can say the bracha, and there's no chash that it will be in any way any kind of a sheker. There won't be anything insincere or dishonest about it, because when it's Yom HaNisan and the world is coming alive, then the person can say the bracha shloi chisar ba'olam klum, shloi chisar ba'olam klum, that the world is gevul. There's nothing that's missing from the world.
That also is supposed. Why are we supposed to be holding any food that we're making bracha on, just be holding in our hand and be able to see it?
The person should be able to b'chush.
Right.
Should be able to b'chush, to touch it, to smell it, to feel and so on. Right. B'chush. L'snos b'hem b'nei Adam. L'snos b'hem b'nei Adam. The bracha of Birchas Eilonis is that is shleichisa b'lamakum l'snos that the Bereshit, you made a world. And I feel it, especially in Nisan, you made a world of such a oris ponim that the whole creation is that I should have hana. You want me to have hana, to enjoy. During the winter, a person can't. Again, we believe it in the winter as well, but one can't say. Let's try it one little bit further. I'm not going to finish this tirade. This knows man b'nei Adam. Shaha Adam Yavin. Eze Yeshua Shashem is Baruch Baina. Could you imagine if children would be able to understand the Yeshua that their parents are trying to build for them? Even when a parent says, go brush your teeth, and the kid's angry. The parent's building a Yeshua for the child. The kid doesn't understand it. So for the child, it's Bekesa. It's Bekesa. And because of the Kisui, there's always resentment and anger. But the time of Nisan of Lehisnos Behem Bnei Adam, Sha'adam Yavin Ezi Yeshua Shashem Es Baruch Baina. It's the most unbelievable thing that a person should be able to understand the Yeshua that Hashem is building. Yavin Ezi Yeshua Shashem Es Baruch Baina. Zo Asvan Kisidron. And that is what the Zohar is telling us, that the letters of Aviv are Kiseder. What does it mean, Kiseder? It means you could see, you could understand the binyan. They're not out of order. They're not reversed. You could see how the Yeshua is developing. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. You could see that. You could follow the sequence of creation as things are developing and growing. That's Kisidron. And that's why Kosh Baruch Hu says, Achadish Zos Alachem, the Ram says, really the truth is Dili. Really the truth is time belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I'm giving it to you. So now we have a deeper understanding of what it means, lochem, that I'm giving it to you, that you should be able to understand what's going on. That it's not bekesa, that it's not hidden from you, that it's not concealed from you. That you could see, that you could have a hana, that Hashem is being b'nei the Yeshua. That's what means Achaydish is Elochem. The Chidushim and Achaydish is Elochem. Shenichnas letfisas Adam. That's the biggest bracha of all. Shenichnas letfisas Adam. When Hashem's Yeshua enters into that part of a person, that he's able to grasp the Yeshua that's unfolding. He's able to grasp it. He's able to understand it. The tree is there during the winter also. But he can't have enough from it. He doesn't grasp it. He doesn't understand it. He's not able to touch it. But in Nisan, Dolchain, Deshenichnas Latvisas Adam. Sh'az Maschil Bechines. Look, there's a way to turn that off if you don't mind. Shenichnas letfisas adam shaz maschil b'chinis yom sheha adam er. So the time of Nisan is the beginning of the day. The winter is night. The day is when you could see. You could see before your eyes. You could see it before your eyes. And the person's awake and it makes sense and he sees what's happening. Al kein kol habruim polim tzmichosan. Therefore, it's during that time that all that exists, Alken kol habruim poalim tzmichasam. Everything is growing. Because everything gets it. When you get it, you grow. When you understand, when you see the tachlis, when it's day. V'chein kol chod shehakayitz. All of these months that are now coming up of the spring, of the summer. Shos mar Hashem Yisbarach oro. When Hashem Yisbarach shows his light. Mara Hashem is Baruch Oiroi, Eino Bois Kol Kach, then people are not so afraid during this time of the year. They're not so afraid, like at night and during the winter. Eino Bois Kol Kach. V'noisen Tam Toiv B'Perish Sheyotza, and the fruits are not afraid to give forth the sweetness, to give forth the taste, the tam. They're not afraid. You know when you're in a relationship, when you're in a relationship and you don't really get the other person, you're afraid to give of yourself, right? You're afraid to give of yourself. You don't know. You don't know if you could trust the other with yourself. So during the winter, when everything is bakesa, so the fruits can't give a tam. They can't give of themselves. The earth can't give a tam into the peiros. Because there is uncertainty and instability. And there is fear. The same way in any relationship. Remember that during the time of Nisan, it's a time of kara ze el ze, mekablin dein mi dein. And in that state of relationship, of mekablin dein mi dein, of a kesher, of a chibur, of a yachas, so then you're not afraid to give of yourself. You're not afraid to share some of the deeper parts, deeper secrets of who you are with the other. So the earth is able to give forth a taste into the fruit, which normally during the winter is afraid. The whole world is afraid during the winter. It's a time of bekesa, of concealment, of covering, of being to yourself. You know from the Svarim HaKadoshim, from the Chayz and all the Tzaddikim, that all of the Tamim Tovim of the whole year are really being built during this particular time of Chodesh Nisan. And more important than the fruits that have a taste, we're able to taste ta'am hu'ru ki tov Hashem. We're able to taste kivyochel the hashpah of Hashem in everything. We're able to taste the Yad Hashem. Because Hashem is turned towards us in an open way, and we're able to taste the sweetness of that turning towards us. And everything has a taste of Hashpah's Hashem is Baruch. Shemaschil lahavin mash Hashem is Baruch mashpia. We begin to understand. Hashem is beginning to talk to us a language we understand. He's beginning to share with us some of his secrets. That's how it is with two oyhavim, with two people who love each other. When there's a seder of the oisius in the order of Aleph Beis Gimel of Hashpah, when there's a seder of the kara ze al ze umikablin dein mi dein. Shebenisam et samsam Hashem is baruch hashpah osoy v'nichnas latfisas adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu emerges from his concealment. He's mitzamsem his hashpah to such a degree that it's nichnas latfisas adam. Hashem is baruch is mitzamsem, meaning he enables us to grasp more of his presence. So he gives us an opportunity to taste more of his presence. She yitfisa la'odim she'Hashem Yisbarach noisen havana ba'kedusha, that now in Nisan we're able to finally have a taste and to understand the kedusha she'nosen b'tishrei b'Rosh Hashanah, that was already, of course, all in a state of biskasya, in a state of olah b'machshava, in a state of, in a winter type state, was given tishrei. And now let's just finish, and then we'll. Shagam ha'odam yagish hatam v'seder eichu mekusher b'Hashem Yisbarach, that even an Adam should be able to understand and to sense the tam, the taste, v'seder eichu mekusher b'Hashem Yisbarach, to taste, to feel, to have a havan, an understanding of how he has a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'eich misnayeg al pi rotzon HaShem Yisbarach. Now everything is misnaig, his whole life and everything that exists is al pirotz Hashem Yisbarach, which until Nisan is much more bekesa. Until that time of Achoy, this is a lochem, is bekesa. Umaschil ha'odam lahakir hadibur atzmai. And the person is able to begin to recognize hadibur atzmai v'apnimius nikur b'soy halavush. And the pnimius is recognized in the coverings, in the levush, in the garments. And he's able to understand, lahakir hadibur, he's able to understand what Hashem is saying to him. Remember that in Mitzrayim there was Golas Hadibur. And Nisan is the geula of Dibur. And we can begin to understand what the Baruch Shalom is talking, to understand what he's saying to us. And we can begin to understand what we're saying to each other. But during the winter, it's not clear. Hashem Yisbarach, I should say no sign. Hashem Yisbarach no sign oz l'adam das. And during this time of the year, Hashem gives us the ability to understand. Shivaris atzmo bedaito b'chirosa, that we should have the das to be able to make our own choices in life, not because we're afraid, not because we feel we feel intimidated or nervous or insecure, but to be able to be bale bechira, alive. To be alive is a chayim is a tov b'charta b'chayim, and when everything comes back to life, that's when we really become bale bechira. Only a living being, a nishmas chayim is a true boicher. Therefore, all of the karbonis tzibur, of course, were purchased from the truma chadasha, which the Mishnah says there in shkalim, that at the beginning of shkalim, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when the shkalim were taken from the lishka. From the kupa, in order to be able to buy, from Lushka to the kupa, in order to be able to buy the karbanis tzibur, everything new, everything was starting. Mitruma chadasha. Shebenisan maschil lotzeis lapoel hapnimius al halavush, lahashvais hapnimius im halavush. Then in Nisan, what begins is maschil lotzeis lepol hapnimius al halavush lahashvayis hapnimius am halavush. Whereas during the winter there's a separation between the pnimius, the inside, and the cold exterior, the outside. During the time of Nisan there begins to be this coordination, this alignment of inside and outside. That's why the time, even the climate is even. In Nisan comes in such a way and begins to move towards that where everything is temperate and even, with the pnimius and the chitzonius. You don't have a disparity between who I am and how I act. But the pnimius of who I am is mezgala. I make those right choices and is mezgala in the levushim of my life, in the garments of my life, in the chitzonius. Sheyakir ha'odam mehalavush eiz ha'pnimius sheyeshbo. And therefore, on the outside, looking at the outside, one can detect what's on the inside, what's really there. When you look at the world in the winter, you see nothing. And it looks like there's nothing there. But during the spring, when you look at the world, you're able to get a glimpse of what's inside by looking at the outside. During the winter, that's not true at all. During the winter, you see nothing, mamish nothing. U'maschil ha'hashveis, it's also a chibur. The chibur between inside and outside, between the neshama and the guf, is also the inyan of zocha, which is the neshama, and the nekeva, which is the guf. The inside and the outside, pnimius is the zocha, and the chitzonius is the nekeva. This, again, alignment of things, where everything's makabel de midain, where we don't see a disparity between inside and outside. That everything inside is outside, and therefore, during this time, what's inside, even the children who normally the whole winter are only allowed to be inside and to play inside, and everything's taking place inside. And all the burim of affection and warmth are taking place inside, behind closed doors. And then when it comes to the spring, so everything is able to come outside, and all the diburim and all the hischachis and all the giluyei halev and the giluyim of emotions and feelings, the chitzonis and the pnimius are able to be mischaber, are able to come together and to bring forth chidushim in the world, because people who share that ahave, it leads ultimately to the chidushim that come as a result of that relationship. L'zachid das Hashem Yisbarach im das adam. And of course, the most important shidduch and zivug of all is this achdus of das Hashem Yisbarach im das adam. The zivug between the one who is most hidden and man who is most revealed. There begins to be a zivig, a ischabrus between those two worlds. I don't know if I'm following the order you wanted. Yitzchak, you wanted before? I don't remember. So, you, before you wanted to say something? Ari wanted.
She says that Rabbi says that Nisan Hashem Mitzamtim is Hashpah. They didn't listen all the time where he's like, he's totally Gilad. His miracles, everything is Gala. So why? Isn't that kind of, like, how's that working with being in Samson? It's through the symptom that it's Gilad?
Well, because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamsim is infinite light, the more dummies like us can get it,
right?
So, if you have Einstein gets up and he says a lecture, so it's going to be mamish like the winter for us, right? If he says lefi his understanding of the inyan, we're just going to sit there. There's not many time. Nothing's going to grow. But when Einstein says, okay, have a listen, and he's mitzamsim his or. Then we're going to begin to taste the Shia. We'll taste the lecture.
But in the whole thing of like Nisan, the Nisan that were performed in Nisan were like Ramala, like
but that, but Ari Hain Hain Advarim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamsem the or, that means that there's it becomes more accessible, and that we think like because our way of thinking is that a nes like that really must be hard for Hashem to do that. You know, in other words, like for a nes, for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mitzamtzem the or, he's mitzamtzem the or to make the shir an easier shir for us, and the nisim gluyim make the shir more comprehensible because we're able to sense the binyan of the Yeshua. So when we left Mitzrayim, we were not holding by anything, of course, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megalotos. That really, it's called Seder Lel Pesach. Bemis is, it's low beseder at all. It's not beseder, but the deeper seder is the seder that we're talking about right now, to come to the Seder Lel Pesach. But Kosh Baruch Hu, when he takes off the covering, it means his infinite self is being more mitzumtzum, but his visible appearance in creation becomes something we have greater access to during this time of the year.
Yeah. So he's saying that there's a hashva of the pinyan nisim halagushim, but it's not really a total hashva, right? Because the tama iska tama pri, which is a total hashva, that's post the chet of Adam Harishon. We don't have it. It's just like the beginning of a hashva, where there's more than we have in the winter, right?
Right, but the ultimate hashva can only be when it's to be tama iska tama pri. Tama iska tama pri. But at this time of the year, epis atam, there's something. But that it should be a hashva gemura. That's only with David HaMelech. That's only it's Nisan. It's not. It's Rosh Hashanah leMelachim. Rosh Hashanah leMelachim.
So in the time period with all the revelation of all the chesed from Hashem and Rosh Chabayam and the Vayiba Chetzi Alai, everything is so open and revealed, and we're so full of Ha'olam Ha'oda. So it's not exactly what we're carving, but I was just confused by something. So. How does the mitzvah of Bir Chametz with and Chametz of Amashahu go together with everything that we learned and all the other aspects of Nisan? And that seems more like a Vuridig.
No, because it's a Shas Kosher. It's a Shas Kosher. When you look in the Hirotzen by Sreifas Chametz, it's a Shas Kosher to blow away the Makatrigim. In other words. At this time, when there's an uncovering, it's the Seder after Mechias HaMalek and after Purim, and now there's this Hisgalus of Achodesh Zelachem. So the Sreifa means the inyan of Harisha Keoshen Tichla, Chomem Shelas Zodan Tavim and Haaretz. In other words, there's this shattering and breaking of the hard icy surface of Ra, of the winter. Yeah, so the burning away of the chametz, in other words, during the winter, it would be unsuccessful. It would be unsuccessful. It's so thick. It's like last week at this time, or maybe 2 weeks ago this time, when it was one of those like 7 degrees, you know. So, the ice in front of the house, because it wasn't taken care of right away, by the balabos. It was like 5 inches thick. You know, the ice was so. My wife says, "Maish, can you shovel outside? It's dangerous." So you know, when you go with a shovel, it's just that you need like a super ice pick, and also like some big any Yehudi, you know,
for that.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like right. that. He can do it. Yeah, so he wasn't around that. Right. That. So you just the ice is so thick. But when it comes to Achreidus HaLachem, so the beer, the Shreifa, is Meridik. You could light a match and you could burn it away. And there's such a Siyata Deshmai. You see, when a person sees the end in sight, when he sees the spring, when he sees the Yeshua being built before his eyes, he could turn off the internet. It's because a person doesn't see that he feels that it's hopeless and it's endless. The winter is endless. So I might as well, what am I going to do? He just takes another beer and goes on with the stupidity. But when you could see it, when you could see it, mamish, that the Yeshua is materializing before your eyes, then the feeling is, come on. It's like when you're in that marathon and you could see you know the tape and you could do it. That's Shreifas Chametz. That's the Bir Chametz. It's unbelievable.
Is this Hiskalis during Nisan, or it gets more, like, is it strongest?
Okay, so that's a good question. The Hiskalis is the Hiskalis beginning with Nisan, and it's the Kites. But then, of course, then we come to the Inyan Evasiv when we get to Tammuz and Av until Tuba Av. Then there's a shifting again, without going through all the Seyda Azmanim right now. But it means the Tkufas Kites, until it gets to the time when it's already the Churban, that Tkufa of the Churban. But there's a tremendous Hiskalis from Nisan, and the Tikkunim of Sirius Omer and Shu'as, the Iris of this time, are very, 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 very strong. Very, very strong. When it gets to Tammuz, things change. Things change. Yeah.
I might have misunderstood, but I don't know if Rebbe said that when Achodesh Ezelachem was speaking something about this man was for Hashem, like it belonged to Hashem, because I was always under the impression that the Indian was that was that Hashem was giving us
this money. Well, that's what the Zohar says. Hashem says, really, Behemoth, I'm to myself. This fits in with all that we learned. Really, everything is mine, and I'm to myself. But I'm now giving everything to you. That's exactly what's happening. I'm now turning to you, and I'm giving you this time when we can face each other. But, of course, in the essence of things, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ha'aris Panim and the kindness of Kiamati Olam Chesed Dibane and his giving it to us, that's this time of Nisan, that generosity and the feeling of openness and him giving, that's what's happening there. Somehow I thought we would do the second piece, but we'll save that in a second. Maybe hold on to the page.